There's the freedom to move at full speed. With Access Pay and our dedicated SME mobile app, your finances are always within reach. Track payments with ease. Complete transactions in seconds and stay firmly in control of your cash flow. Anytime. No delays. No disruptions. Only seamless, secure banking designed for growth. Sign up on Access Pay or download the Access Bank SME mobile app today. Call your relationship manager or call 202 and get started. Access Bank, more than banking.
Plus, get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
29-year-old taxi driver murdered in Kapirimponshi. State of the public library in Mukushi Wari residence. In African news, Ethiopia arrests indecently dressed social media stars after awards ceremony. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A 29-year-old taxi driver has been murdered by unknown people in Kapirimponshi district. The deceased has been identified as Titus Walia, was found murdered along Mukushi Road in the 16th area of Kapirimponshi. Mr. Walia, a resident of Soweto compound, was operating from the Tazara rank opposite Urban Clinic. According to reports, Mr. Walia was booked by unknown persons on Tuesday between 14 hours and 18 hours to travel to Mukushi. His body was only discovered by passerbys on Wednesday morning around 07 hours with signs of strangulation. The perpetrators are also alleged to have stolen his white Toyota Axio, registration number BCC704ZM. Police have since launched investigations into the matter, and the case is ongoing. And the mother to the deceased, Sabina Chibolo Mwalia, confirmed the sad development to a Kombon Ready News. Some residents of Mufurila have expressed concern over the state of the public library located in the central business district. The residents have questioned the local authority's commitment to providing quality public services, particularly in such an important area as the CBD. They have since appealed to relevant authorities to urgently rehabilitate the building. People with disabilities in Lusaka's Chainda compound are appealing to the One Development Committee members to involve and consult them when planning for developmental projects in the community. Speaking in an interview, the affected residents complained about being left out and many issues concerning the community. They said that the WDCs have not been doing a good job to help them understand how to access a CDF projects. They stated that leaders must ensure that the projects are inclusive, accessible, and beneficial to all members of the community.
Tungalanda po sa telefono in tungulushi, WDC, wakansela, na MP. Wote tu atema bala tu tandari la kuku noka kwa tu tuala vewa sin tu tuweka vila. Sio chinga wama.
Hapo kwenye telefono wakansela, wale tandari la kuku kwa tu ushwa ture shupi kwa ture irondo we la fuven. Kuchila ture unfiumfi la fikuri vambi. Kano tu bale tandari.
Hey, ngo mumi ne balanji la trefa ba kansela. Mwonse bale tumuena kweba. Bale ishibo kulira kwe suka. Pantaba nensuma area ziyonzi. Tule unfofo ba kansela bale vombe la abantu. Na ifo trefa bale tukatandari. Paku tuwaweba ma problems. Tule pitamo. Na ifo tule shimu ananacho. Paku bati ba ishiwe fia kutampa. Ukutu vombe la.
Kitwe residents are breathing a sigh of relief as the Korela situation shows a signs of improvement, with no new cases reported in the past 9 days. According to District Health Director Dr. Francis Liwali, the district had recorded 2 confirmed Korela cases, both involving travelers from other parts of the country who were successfully treated at local hospitals. The district had also recorded 4 suspected cases, which prompted the activation of a Korela treatment center at Buchi, Kamitondo. The patients who are linked to the same workplace have since received their treatment and their homes and workplace have been disinfected. And Kitwe City Council Public Relations and Manager Mwaka Nakweti tells Common Ready News that the district has taken proactive measures to contain the outbreak, including the activation of the Rapid Response Committee, which is working closely with the health facilities to enhance a clinical case management and surveillance. Ms. Nakweti says the district has adequate stocks of essential drugs and has sufficient capacity to diagnose a Korela, with 2 designated testing facilities currently operational. she has since urged residents to maintain high hygiene.